Colorado. Welcome to A Public Affair. I am your host, Tish Buford. Thank you for joining us this morning. We are getting started a little late, and I do sincerely apologize for this delay in keeping you guys waiting for what is going to be a great show. Now, we're going to have a slightly shorter show because of us getting a late start this morning. We have some very special guests in studio with us today, and I want to have you guys to take a little time real quickly to introduce yourselves. So we have some wonderful ladies here from the National Kidney Foundation that are joining us in the studio to celebrate National Kidney Awareness Month. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. We have Shannon Clark and is it Kendra?
Yeah, Kendra Burrell.
Burrell. Okay, I wanted to make sure I say that correctly. And we also have the lovely Monica Jackson. She is a kidney disease survivor who has just been the new, I guess your precursor for a new kidney coming up pretty soon, huh?
That's correct.
Okay, well, I'm thrilled and very, very, very happy for you, and we'll get to your story here. So, ladies, we're going to get into a couple quick questions because we're going to have to turn the show around a little shorter today, but I promise we will have you back in studio to do a full follow-up, and we want to talk to you, Monica, about your upcoming transplant from your wonderful donor right here from the Aurora community. And, of course, we want to see how the walks go. We have a walk coming up, I know, in Denver?
Yes.
Okay. And is that in October or September?
October 14th for the Denver Kidney Walk, September 30th for the Colorado Springs Kidney Walk.
Okay, great. All right. Before we get into the show real quick, again, we don't have a lot of time. I want to at least get in a couple questions about what you guys are doing. But real quickly, go and tell me a little bit about yourself, Shannon. I know you've been, you haven't been in Denver very long, have you?
So I have been in Denver for 7 years, and I'm currently the executive director of the National Kidney Foundation serving Colorado, and have been here for the past 4 years.
Okay, great. Now, Shannon, are you the native?
Kendra, I'm the native.
You're the native, okay.
Yep. Yeah, so we've both been with NKF for 4 years, and we're really just trying to get the word out about kidney awareness, especially because March is Kidney Awareness Month.
Okay, awesome. Now, Shannon, you are the executive director.
Correct.
So you oversee all the programs and services that you guys get into. Can you tell me a little bit about what kind of programs you do provide?
Absolutely. So NKF has been around for 68 years, and currently we focus on awareness, prevention, and treatment of those affected by kidney disease. And education is the largest arm of what we do nationwide. We offer free kidney screenings throughout the community. We have patient education events. We do professional education. We host a national conference in our New York office. We have a free hotline. We do nationwide mentoring. We fund research. We have a medical journal that we publish as well, and we develop guidelines, and we also participate in different advocacy.
Okay, that's wonderful. Shannon, what is your role specifically?
This is Kendra, so no worries. So I'm the development director for the National Kidney Foundation. We are a small office, so we both do a lot of everything, but I really oversee a lot of the fundraising efforts and the kidney walks and other events that we have.
Okay, wonderful. Now, how long have you guys been in existence in the Colorado and Rocky Mountain area? Because I know you guys also serve New Mexico.
We've been here for over 20 years.
Okay, awesome. And do you guys work with the National Foundation, or do you guys just focus here locally and regionally?
So we are a division. We're part of our national office, but we focus on the states of Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Montana are the states that we cover, but our office is in Denver.
Okay, awesome. Now, this question is for Kendra. Real quickly, what are the risk factors for kidney disease?
Sure. Well, the two leading risk factors of kidney disease are diabetes and hypertension. And then there's other risk factors, including ethnicity, family history, age. Those are kind of the key ones.
Okay, awesome. And we had talked about advocacy offline in kind of our pre-interview conversations, but Shannon, can you tell us a little more about what kind of advocacy the National Kidney Foundation is focusing now and how people can get involved.
Sure. So we have three areas of focus right now. The first one is we are trying to pass a Living Donor Protection Act, and this will protect living donors and help remove barriers for donation. So insurance companies cannot deny or limit any type of insurance to living donors or charge any higher premiums, and also clarifies that living donors can use time through the FMLA to recover from donation. That is a first area. And then we're working to design a chronic kidney disease early detection and management program. And we're also working to extend Medicare coverage for immunosuppressive medication that patients are required to take after they receive a transplant. It's only covered for 36 months, and they need it for the lifetime of the kidney. It's very important.
Okay, great. And Kendra, can you tell us how people can get involved with the National Kidney Foundation?
Definitely. So we have a lot of opportunities. We rely a lot on volunteers. So whether you're looking to volunteer at one of our free kidney screenings or join a committee, we have those opportunities, and you can find us on kidney.org and reach out to us that way. We have committees for every different event, planning committees for the Denver Kidney Walk. We also do advocacy efforts, as Shannon mentioned. So if you're wanting to look to get involved with that, we have opportunities. We also have people just come into our office and do whatever they can when they can. So lots of different opportunities.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Now, I also want to get to our special guest, Ms. Monica Jackson. Now, Monica, you've been a resident of Denver since 1996.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have were diagnosed ESRD? That's the type of kidney disease you were diagnosed with.
Correct.
Back in 2015?
Correct.
Okay. So now this is ending stage renal disease?
End-stage renal disease,
okay.
Which means that my kidney function had dropped below 11%.
Okay. All right. And that was just due to symptoms that you said are pretty common with people that do have diabetes and kidney disease.
Well, for me, how I found out that I had end-stage renal disease was I got up one morning to go to work, and I was shortness of breath for a couple of hours, but usually it would just kind of go away, so I kind of ignored it, which was the wrong thing to do. And I got to work, and I couldn't breathe. It just took me a long time to get to my desk, and I finally called the doctor's office, and they said, well, either you're having a heart attack or something's really wrong. So they checked with the doctor. I finally got myself to the emergency room, and they admitted me immediately. Found out after they did some urine analysis and some tests to check the kidney, found out that I had end-stage renal disease, and I had to be on dialysis, like, immediately.
Right, and you started those dialysis in 2017?
I started dialysis in 2015, December 11th, 2015.
Okay, so the end of
I started on hemodialysis, which means I had to go into the clinic 3 days a week and have them clean my blood.
Okay.
As of July 7th, 2017, I started peritoneal dialysis, which means what they did was they took a catheter, inserted into the peritoneal cavity in my stomach, which I could still do dialysis, but I do it at home.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just real quickly, because we have to wrap up in a couple minutes, and I am so sorry that our time is short, but I do promise, ladies, we're going to have you back, all three of you back for a full interview. And I want to tell you, Monica, that I am so impressed with your courage and your strength and your tenacity to get better. And can you just tell us real quickly in about 20 seconds about the donor that's going to be providing you your new kidney here soon?
Well, the donor happened to be one of my coworkers. I explained to her that after doing another urine analysis at the clinic, that my kidney function had dropped another 0.25%. She asked me what was the outcome for that. I said either I needed to get more dialysis or I needed a kidney. And she said, well, you can have one of mine. And I said, no, you can't. And she said, yes, I can. And she's testing now. And Once I get through what I need to get through in our testing, we're believing by April I'll have a new kidney.
Oh, awesome. And will you come back and share that story with us?
You bet.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Now, a couple of real quick final questions for Kendra and Shannon. Shannon, there have been several stories in the news lately about living donation. Can you quickly tell us more about what the living kidney donation is?
Absolutely. So when a person's kidneys fail, they're often added to the transplant wait list, as Monica has been. And since there is no cure for chronic kidney disease, transplant really is the best option for quality of life. And there are 95,000, over 95,000 people waiting for a kidney transplant nationwide, and there's 1,779 people waiting in Colorado. So this is very important that we are able to decrease this wait time for people. It's typically between 3 to 7 years is the wait time, and 13 people die each day while waiting for a transplant. So it's very important that we get the word out that living donation is really the best option. And you're born with two kidneys, and you can live a fine and normal life with one kidney if you're a healthy individual. So this is something that anyone can consider doing if you are healthy. And we have more information on our website if you're interested in learning more about that, kidney.org.
Okay, well, ladies, I think that's a fantastic spot to end our show. And again, we're going to have you back to do follow-ups on the upcoming events for the Denver Kidney Walk.
Yeah.
And can you tell people about that real quick, the date again?
So you can go ahead and sign up now. It's kidney.org, and it's the Denver Kidney Walk. It's October 14th at Sloan's Lake Park, and we encourage anyone and everybody to come out, whether you have a connection or not. It's free to walk. It's a fundraising event, so we encourage you to support the National Kidney Foundation and all of these programs and services that we're offering.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming down. It's been a pleasure, a very brief one, and I am so sorry about that. But thank you for being such good sports and being tremendous women and helping with a worthy cause and being a wonderful advocate and face of this very important disease that needs to be handled. All right. So thank you all for being on the show today. And thank you all for listening to a very abbreviated public affairs show. You've been listening to KGNU Community Radio. I have been your host, Tish Buford. God bless. Have a good day.